Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm always so grateful that you're taking the time to study the Word of God together with me. And as we learn the Word of God, what a blessing it is that God wants us to know Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And He provided His Scripture so that we could know all of those. And so we want to go to Him in prayer today and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come today knowing that you have something for us in your word, that you want us to teach us. You want to teach us about yourself. You want us to learn about your son, Jesus. You want us to know your ways. And Lord, you even said that you'd give your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. So we ask that he would do that today. And Lord, also that he would empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing in your eyes. We bless you today, Lord, and we thank you for your word. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Epaphroditus, and it's taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, and verse 25. After telling the Philippians that he was sending Timothy to them to check on their progress, Paul wrote that he trusted in the Lord that he would see them as well. Even though his faith was indeterminate at this point, Paul still desired to visit the church members. In chapter 2 and verse 25 of the book of Philippians, Paul mentions Epaphroditus and shares many of the qualities of which the Philippians are well aware. We read, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants." The verse begins, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus." Paul employs an interesting phrase as he begins to speak of Epaphroditus, which means lovely. He wrote, "Yet I suppose it necessary," which seems to imply that he was a little hesitant in sending him to them. We learned in the past that those who served faithfully with Paul the Apostle were a little bit harder for him to send away. Epaphroditus was just such a man, as we learn in the following parts of this verse. The verse continues, "My brother and companion in labor." Paul begins his description of Epaphroditus by calling him "my brother," which refers to a fellow believer, united to one another by the bond of affection, or brethren in Christ. Those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior belong to the family of God, and therefore there are many brothers and sisters of whom Epaphroditus was one to Paul. He adds, "and companion in labor," which is the Greek word synergios, from which we get our English word synergy. Paul worked hand in hand with Epaphroditus in the sharing of the gospel, and this is possibly another reason it was so difficult to let him go. The verse goes on to say, "and fellow soldier, but your messenger." In addition to being a brother and companion in labor, Paul called Epaphroditus a fellow soldier. A fellow soldier was an associate in labors and conflicts for the cause of Christ. When the battles raged and conflicts arose because of the gospel being shared, Epaphroditus fought alongside Paul like a soldier in an army. Paul also referred to Epaphroditus as "your messenger," which is the word apostolos and means a delegate, messenger, one sent forth with orders. Although Epaphroditus was of great help to Paul, ultimately he was the messenger of the Philippians. Finally, the verse says, "and he that ministered to my wants." As though he deserved to cap Epaphroditus' traits with simplicity and humility, Paul told the Philippians that Epaphroditus ministered to my wants. He simply took care of Paul. And whenever there was an opportunity for Epaphroditus to meet a need which Paul had, he met it. Although this trait may seem simple, sometimes the humility found within someone who meets the needs of another is one of the greatest traits. Five descriptions are given by Paul of Epaphroditus: brother, companion, fellow soldier, messenger, and minister. Do we possess these traits? Are we a brother or sister to someone who is in the faith? Have we been their companion or fellow soldier when sharing the gospel? would we be considered as anyone's messenger or minister? As we think about these qualities found within Epaphroditus, perhaps we will discover areas in our own lives that will be inspired by him. And may the Lord Jesus add to all who are willing the humility to serve him in this faithful manner. Next time, Paul says more about Epaphroditus, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.